Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor of the Times Union. And Mike, good morning first.
Hey, good morning, Dave. What's going on?
Well, Election Day is going on. Of course, we encourage all people to get out to the polls and vote. The issue is the election. It's not a big election day to day for New York, but there are certainly races of significance.
Yeah, that's right. The polls have been open for just over an hour, and generally these type of elections where it's all local races do not draw as many voters to the polls as presidential election years or gubernatorial election years. But the truth is, in a lot of ways, you're picking the people who are closest to you, who are going to impact the collection of your leaves, how many firefighters are in the volunteer fire department, and other things. So in a lot of ways, these elections have as much consequence as any. And locally, there's a number of municipal races. Mayor's going to be picked in Troy, Saratoga, and Schenectady. The race in Troy pits incumbent Patrick Madden against fellow Democrat Rodney Wiltshire and Republican Tom Real. The race was briefly a two-man race when Real dropped out at the beginning of last month, but he got back in last week and discussed being pressured by Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin and others to leave the race so that McLaughlin and the Republican infrastructure over there could secretly back Wiltshire. After Real got back in the race, tapes emerged of a profanity-laced screaming match that McLaughlin and others had with Real to try to convince him to leave the race. That's kind of been what the coverage of that campaign has been about for the last couple of days now around the region. Tonight, the voters will decide who's going to be the next mayor. Another race of minor consequence for the larger area, but could make all the difference for people in Argyle. Voters in the town of Argyle in Washington County will decide today whether to end decades of prohibition. The town never legalized the sale of alcohol after prohibition ended. Voters today will decide if that's going to happen.
Either way, they won't have far to go if they really need it.
No, that's true. I mean, it's a quick shot to Cambridge, Greenwich, and other areas.
All right, now let's go to one of the biggest stories in our region, and it has to do with the Schoharie limo crash. There's been more news coming out. This time it's about a statement of suppression hearing held on Monday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. Susan Mallory, the district attorney in Schoharie County, is prosecuting Norman Hussein, the operator of the limousine that crashed and killed 20 people on October 6th, 2018, was in court yesterday to begin trying to convince the trial judge, George Bartlett III, to allow statements Norman Hussein made to police and other authorities into his trial, which is tentatively scheduled to begin in March. On the stand yesterday was an investigator from the State Department of Transportation named Chad Smith. Mr. Smith has popped up in a number of legal documents over the years. He had been sort of repeatedly checking on Hussein's limousine because he had his doubts about the vehicle's safety and its authorization certificate that allowed it to be on the road, which it did not have, allegedly. But yesterday, Smith was on the stand, and he described a sting that he had pulled in the months before the limo crash against Hussein, trying to rent the limo that crashed from Mr. Hussein. He used a made-up email address and a false name, posing as a photographer. This thing appears to have worked. Hussein quoted him a price of $695. Prosecutors contend that the vehicle didn't have a state or federal certifications and could not be on the road. But if the testimony yesterday is accurate, that did not stop Mr. Hussein from allowing that vehicle to be rented.
Mike Goodwin joining us, the city editor from the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Excellent. Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.